The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Many famous actors have undergone screen tests that either helped launch their careers or nearly won them iconic roles. As some of these tests are legendary, showcasing actors in roles they almost played or maybe their first breakout performance. Lisa Cannon joins me now to talk through some of the best screen tests and auditions. Let's talk about an unlikely casting. That's Dustin Hoffman in Tootsie.
Yes. Well, the casting process itself, if I can just give a quick lightning look at it, is so important because people think they just appear on screen as they do our favourite movies. But there's a long and lengthy process that takes to get the actor to where he is to obviously get them on screen. And that's a casting director. Now, more often than not, most people now self-tape. But back in the day, they would have gone in the room with the casting director and director and maybe some producers just to show their talents. Now, some we're going to look at today. Dustin Hoffman obviously is a well-known, established Oscar-winning actor. But back in 1981, he really had to fight for the role, campaign for the role is what we say in movie terms, for the role of Tootsie. And he had to do the full makeup, the full boona to make sure he could convince people that he wanted to take this role and he would work as a woman on screen. So we have some sound bites today. It's a really interesting segment all about their screen tests and how they were before their character was developed. So Dustin, he underwent, as everyone knows, extensive makeup and wardrobe tests to embody the character of Dorothy Michaels, but it's more important than that to him. I think he felt that the woman he portrayed on screen, although not beautiful, was somebody that he wanted to get to know. So we have some great clips from that.
When we got to that point and looked at it on screen, I was shocked that I wasn't more attractive. And I said, now you have me looking like a woman, now make me a beautiful woman. Because I thought I should be beautiful. If I was going to be a woman, I would want to be as beautiful as possible. And they said to me, that's as good as it gets. That's as beautiful as we can get you, Charlie. And it was at that moment that I had an epiphany, and I went home and started crying, talking to my wife. And I said, I have to make this picture. And she said, why? And I said, because I think I'm an interesting woman when I look at myself on screen. And I know that if I met myself at a party, I would never talk to that character because she doesn't fulfill physically the demands that we're brought up to think we have, that women have to have in order for us to ask them out.
That's very interesting, isn't it?
It's a really kind of profound statement, I think, because he actually sees the shallowness of social values through the eyes of the opposite sex. And, you know, as he says, women deserve compassion, respect, even Dorothy Michaels, even though she wasn't as beautiful. So respect to Dustin Hoffman. But everyone knows the movie. He won the Oscar for it. But I think what's interesting about this transformation is what you're going to hear now is actually him testing how he feels about Dorothy and the character. And if you're bored today, go online, have a look at some of these screen tests. They're fascinating. And if you're an actor or wannabe actor, this is the way to do it.
May I have your name, please? It's Dorothy, right?
Dorothy Harris.
And your age, please?
Excuse me, I have a little laryngitis.
Well, that's okay. It's a nice quality, actually.
Thank you. I'm 46.
46. Yeah. And you understand the part on the series is for a head nurse.
Yes.
A woman of some experience and authority.
Yes, that's what my agent said.
Yes. Now, have you ever done a soap?
No, I haven't. I've been outside of the area for the last 10 years
doing
regional theater.
Oh, so you've never done television?
No, I haven't. I've been with the Guthrie Theater in Dallas with Margot Jones.
Oh, really? Very impressive.
I was in England for a couple of years, yes.
What did you do there?
Royal Shakespeare.
Now, that's quite impressive. You may be a little overtrained for this particular role.
So that's Dustin in character as Dorothy Michaels playing with the director just to see how it works. Of course, he won the role, but many others tested for that as well. So
Now, someone else, a role we all know well from The Godfather was that role played by James Caan. But someone very famous auditioned for that role.
That's right. Robert De Niro auditioned for The Godfather in 1972. Now, this clip is 50 years old. Again, if you're interested, go online today and have a quick look at it. He was not cast in the first film, but auditioned for the role of Sonny Corleone, kind of the hot-tempered eldest son of Vito. But the screen test shows De Niro's intensity, his raw talent, of course, as we all know. And he did impress the filmmakers, but the connection to The Godfather saga wasn't over. He was later cast in the pivotal role in Godfather Part 2 in 1972. 1984, where he played the young Vito. But listen to this, because it gives him a chance to shine. You hear his performance, although he's a kind of a younger version. It is fantastic. It's De Niro through and through.
You're going to take both of them out on me. You're going to take them. And you know what they're going to do to you? And you know what you do when you knock somebody off? You take a gun, you shoot him right up against his head. That's what you do. You get his brains all over your nice new Ivy League suit, Michael. That's what happens. Oh. I know you can do it. All right, you prove it to me. You can do it. Go ahead, prove it.
Great audition.
Great audition. You can hear everyone in the room laughing and joking. And that's what it's all about when you go into the casting experience. It's about winning over the casting director and the director making sure you're right for the role, of course. But that performance that he did in, The Godfather Part 2 is one of the most cinematic.
Now, we're going to talk about Kate Winslet and Titanic. Now, was she the obvious choice, first choice?
Now, again, if you're interested in acting, many think, is it okay to, I suppose, bombard the director with postcards and flowers and, you know, almost haunt them to get the role? It's probably not the done thing. It's probably not the right thing to do. But Kate Winslet did it with James Cameron. She lobbied for the role. And Gwyneth Paltrow, Claire Danes were also considered. But in this clip that you're going to hear, she dressed up for the part. She presented it with a different actor. This is not Leonardo DiCaprio, by the way, in this scene. And again, she persisted and pursued James Cameron to the point where I think she just nearly annoyed him for the role. But she knew she was Rose. She wanted the role. And she said that you will not see anyone else but me. He did. But of course, she won the role. Here's her screen test demonstrating her strong emotional range and vulnerability.
People are always trying to get me to do something. To do what they think is best.
Just out of curiosity, do you have a name?
Rose. Rose DeWitt Bicater.
I may have to get you to write that down. Rose. Is it short for something? Rosemary? Rosalilo?
No.
Rosanita?
Stop. No, it's just Rose. Yeah. Simple little flower without a thought in its head.
Well, she actually sent James Cameron a rose saying, this is from your rose. And I know, obviously, because we're radio, we can't see the screen test, but she is dressed in the full period costume there. And she landed the role. I mean, some of the lengths some of the actors go to are incredible. I mean, Margot Robbie is one as well, which I'd love to just touch on briefly. Nobody really knew who she was. Everybody knew she was an Australian actress. But when she went in the room, the screen test for The Wolf of Wall Street, she was bold, she was fearless, she wore the garb. High heels, tight dress, but she slapped DiCaprio across the face. And that's what won her the role, because Scorsese and himself were so shocked an actress would even attempt something like that.
She thought she'd blown it.
She walked out, she cried, she rang her agent, she said, I've blown it, I can't believe it. And of course,
I slapped DiCaprio, oh my God,
and then
what have I done?
The head popped out from the casting room and DiCaprio said, come on back in, you've got the job. So it just goes to show there's no particular rules, but at the same breath, you got to take your chance.
Now, your final clip, Rachel McAdams.
So everybody knows The Notebook back in 2004. Probably one of the most, you know, wonderful romantic performances between herself and Ryan Reynolds. This is her reading with Ryan Reynolds. And again, she would only happen to be in town. So many other actresses, including Britney Spears and Jessica Biel, were up for the role. And she decided to just go for it. She had learned the lines, what we call off book. Sometimes actors bring the scripts in with them, but she was picture perfect, or word perfect, rather, excuse me. And she just completed another project, so she didn't have much time. She said she learned them in a couple of hours. And this is her audition, which got her the job on the day.
I made a promise to a man. He gave me a ring and I gave him my word.
And your word is shot to hell, don't you think?
Well, I don't know. I'll find out when I talk to him.
So you're not going to break your promise? That's what this is about? I thought it was about following your heart, Al. Or maybe it's about something else. Let's be honest. Maybe it's about security.
Oh, what is that supposed to mean?
You know, he does have a lot of money, Al.
Okay, now I hate you. You don't think that I love Lon? You smug. Haven't you been paying attention then for the past? What do you think's been happening here?
I don't know. I think I must have misread the signal.
Yeah, I guess you did.
Wow, that's powerful stuff.
That is, and of course, that's the modern classic in the romantic genre. Yeah, it's great to hear the actors performing before we, of course, see the finished product. It's interesting.
Well, that's very interesting. Lisa, thank you very much for
joining us.
That's Lisa Cannon. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.